Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? It's Cooper and Una, and this is Breakfast Rolled, our podcast from our show and the bits that happened on the show and some other bits in between. All right.
That's right. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm tired as hell.
Tired, very tired,
that,
yeah.
That weekend just went by and it was just like boom.
I've got like a drive into the airport feeling after a holiday.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah, real kind of foggy or like, you know, the brain fog kind of vibe.
Is there anything worse than dropping somebody to the airport at like 4 a.m? It's just like...
Oh, why would you do that to yourself unless you're a taxi?
Yeah, but like, but it just like for family and friends who need a lift to the airport because, you know, parking ain't cheap.
God, that's really sound. Yeah, I have not done that.
And I guess let's do a check around the room. Is anyone here surprised? No.
Listen,
no.
I can barely drive myself to the airport.
This is very true.
Yeah.
God love
you. With great difficulty.
Have you ever actually parked in any of the long-term car parks in the airport?
Yes, I have.
How long did it take you to find your car when you...
Well, there was someone with me.
All right.
So they found the car for me.
Good for you, isn't it? Right, 37% of people say that they forget to do this at least twice a week. What is it? Our survey says from today...
Okay, we need to try and figure out the answer is to this, and you can help us out on 087 1102 107. What is the question, please?
37% of people say they forget to do this at least twice a week. What is it?
They forget?
They forget to do it, yeah.
Oh. Forget to do it.
Is it reply to a message?
Oh, yeah. Especially something important. You've got to do that a bit.
You feel so bad then. You've genuinely forgotten to reply and it's like a week later. And it's like, oh God, is it too late now? I have to go and explain. Or
if it's gone past 5 minutes and it's too late.
I actually guess, I feel like we should reply to each other straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like leaving it at all. I think it's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with you.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You did. You take a long time to reply sometimes.
I'm usually very busy.
Oh, yeah, you're busy. Busy.
Like you
you're a mum of twins.
I spend most of my time reading messages from you every hour of the day. And I'm like, how did she find the time to send me these things?
I usually send voice notes, so.
Yeah.
And then you got to listen to them, yeah.
And, yeah.
And fart emojis on Instagram. The latest one was special type of underwear that cover up the smell of farts. I think that was the latest one, wasn't it?
Did I say? Yeah.
Is that it? Okay. What's the question again?
37% of people say they forget to do this at least twice a week.
Pay for petrol when you've filled your car. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Twice a week.
These days you do it on purpose, yeah.
No.
It's not the answer, okay. No.
All right, 087 1102 107. Give us the answer to this and send in a voice note.
37% of people say they forget to do this at least twice a week. What is it?
7:46. This is Kingfisher, which I'm going to play in just a sec. But in first, I just want to... I want to try and get more guesses in for our survey says this morning. 087-1102-107. What are we asking, Donal?
37% of people say they forget to do this at least twice a week. What is it you're forgetting?
Is it to put in the survey says bed and play a song instead by mistake? Is that what it is?
Oh, you do that
more. A bed is music for a feature.
Just all right, thanks for mansplaining that to me.
No, not to you, but to everyone listening.
Music for the feature.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not.
Una, have you got a guess?
Yeah, Niamh Indrahada says, is it brush your teeth?
Ooh.
Big furry mouth in you.
Do you know what's really hard? Have you ever been like staying over at a friend's house and you've forgotten your toothbrush and you have to like, do you ever use your finger to brush your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's horrible. I hate that. I really don't like it.
Good. Love to hear more about that. Cool story.
It's not the answer, I'm afraid.
I just tried it.
It's a great story.
Well,
needs more dragons, though. Do you know what I mean?
Morning, Air Radio. Craig from Offaly.
Craig at Offaly!
Sorry to bring the tone of the radio down this hour of the moment, but is it?
I don't think you could bring it any lower than Una brings it, from fairness.
Hey!
Does somebody stupid love forget to flush the toilet?
Forgetting to flush the loo.
Mm. That's you all over, unk.
You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm not embarrassing myself.
You are.
You're a tooth flusher. You've admitted it.
What?
Tooth flusher.
Okay.
Wow.
Is that the answer?
No, it's not the answer. No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There's something wrong with you today, lady.
37% of people say they forget to do this at least twice a week. What is it?
Okay, 087-1102-107. Guess is coming in on 087-1102-107 for a survey says question, which is...
37% of people say they forget to do this at least twice a week. What be that?
What is it, Una?
Is it forgetting to set your alarm, Tina in Kildare?
Oh, it's a great guess.
Oh, that's a very good guess. Do you not have a recurring one?
Don't. You've confused your note.
Oh, what? A recurring alarm?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It just goes off the same time every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it accidentally done like that because you don't know how to change it? Or?
No, of course I know how to change an alarm. Seriously.
Do you?
I am not that stupid. I can change an alarm.
Joey.
What?
Chill me. I'm on the answer.
No, it's not the answer, no.
Is it forgetting to bring your lunch to work?
It's
from Emer in Galway.
Yeah,
that is awful when that happens.
Is it?
Yeah, so bad.
When does that happen, Una?
Well, it happened to me last week.
Do this.
Last Friday, I arrived to work. I was sitting outside my car and I was like, something doesn't feel right here. Something feels off. And then I was like, dun, dun, dun. I've left my snacks at home. And I couldn't face work. I couldn't come in here without my snacks because they're an emotional support snacks. Do you know what I mean?
They
get me through the day.
Yeah.
So we
prefer you to have them as well, otherwise you're a tyrant.
Yeah, so I said...
Do you have them today, by the
way? Oh, I do, okay. I do. I sent you a voice note saying, I forgot stuff, so I have to go back to the house to get
And we knew that stuff was snacks. Not even important things like, you know... prep for the show or your headphones or then literally
snacks. So I had to drive back home to get me a bag of snacks.
You didn't think of driving 2 seconds to the 24-hour garage.
I didn't know. No, I was just thinking of
you don't
my,
think like that.
No, my lonely bag of snacks sitting on the kitchen island waiting for me.
I think you were more petrified that those twins of yours would eat them.
Nah, they
wouldn't. Sniff them out.
They're not great snacks, to be fair. There is there's a lot of fruit in there as well that the twins wouldn't be into that. Do you know what I mean?
Is it forget your lunch?
That,
okay,
no.
All right.
The answer is 37% of people say they forget to take something out of the freezer for dinner at least twice a week.
That's valid.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like using stuff from the freezer. I know, it's just a thing I have.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
That's a YP.
That's
baby.
A YP. That's a, yeah. All your right. Problem.
Breakfast rolls.
Rhyme it. Nice prizes up for grabs from your drawers this week, isn't there?
There's a pair of tickets in there. Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah. And this week kicked off with a high score. It's going to be hard to beat.
Sure is.
Here's Mary from Carrick and Shannon.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Contents of Una's drawers usually contain water bottles, the new iRadio car air freshener.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your dirty little grubby mitts on those.
I have ways, I have means.
You certainly do.
Yeah.
You sit close to the storage closet.
I do.
And you pilfer it all the time. Rumour has it there's Lewis Capaldi tickets being snuck in there as well.
Those rumours would be correct.
Well. Playing Rhyme It this morning is Mary and Carrick and Shannon. Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good, thanks very much. So, Mary, you have a very, very, very interesting job. And I'm just wondering, would Una pass? Do you know what I mean? Like,
what?
She's Una's got many a license. Like, that
I have my driving license,
which you shouldn't have.
I have my TV license,
which we debate.
Hey,
but Mary could issue you now if you pass all the right criteria for a firearm, Una.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do, Mary?
I just process the gun licenses, but I'm not a guard, so it wouldn't be me making the final decision, but yeah.
Okay, don't want one of those.
A firearm?
No.
No, you don't want one of those. And you'd have to move to Leitrim as well.
And then have Leitrim as well. Hey, listen.
You?
Beautiful part of the world.
What's your favourite part of Leitrim, Una?
Mohill.
Isn't it?
Yeah, where the lovely castle is.
Lochrin
Castle. There you go. Yes. Gorgeous.
I'll be in Mohill on Sunday, so I will.
Oh, good for you.
Can hang out with my friends there.
Love it there. Might see you there, Mary. We go shooting.
Very good, yeah.
There is possibly Lewis Capaldi tickets up for grabs for this. He's going to be in Dublin June 24th. And this is going to be one of his biggest gigs. He's taken over Marley Park. So that'll be cool. Have you ever seen him?
I haven't. And I'm going to Lanzarote on the 23rd of June with my daughter.
Okay, well, you may not win these two.
Yeah, just saying that. Yeah.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for being honest and letting us know.
No, I will. I'm going to win them.
CMAT is on the bill as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Love her. Obsessed.
All right. Well, listen, how do you play? You've got to rhyme every word with the word that we give you, and you've got 30 seconds to do it. Do you understand those rules?
I do.
All right, Mary, good for you. Your word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Mary, your word is wire. W-I-R-E, wire. Okay?
Okay. All right. Your timer starts now.
Finish the phrase, out of the frying pan and into the what?
Fire.
You may hire one of these to sing at your wedding.
Choir.
Another word for sweating, you would what?
Perspire.
When you're on holiday, you may want to get a car on what?
Higher.
If these go flat, you may need to pump them up.
Tire.
You load, aim, and what a gun?
Fire.
The top Tire. Of the Eiffel Tower would be known as a what?
Spire.
If you don't always tell the truth,
time.
You liar.
Time is up. Time is up, I'm afraid. But you did bloody well. Seven!
Way!
Wow.
That is a solid score.
It's a very solid score. Yeah. And if you do win the tickets at the end of the week, who are you going to give them to? Because you're not going to be in the country.
You're going to Lanzarote.
I know.
You could just cancel your holiday plans.
Yeah.
I could, yeah. She'd love that. Yeah. I'll wake her up now and tell her that. Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You know that Scottish singer that you love, Lewis Capaldi? Yeah, we're going to him instead of Lanzarote. What?
She'd be buzzing.
She won't be. All right. Okay, well, listen, if your score's not bet by the end of the week, you will have those tickets. And sure, you can give them to somebody that you love. So, thanks so much, Mary, for coming on and getting up this morning. We really appreciate it and have an amazing day.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. Are you
on my tennis? Is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
What a massive reaction to get it off your chest this morning. This
it was a juicy one. Juicy, juicy, juicy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us will be able to relate to it. I think a lot of us have been in a situation similar to this.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to everybody who sent in messages. We couldn't play them all out because we ran out of time, but absolutely incredible scenes. What's going on, Una?
I think this is very divisive. So this is from Anon in Westmeath. And she says, hi guys, I've done something and now I regret it and I'm low-key panicking. I don't like my bestie's boyfriend. He is sketchy AF. He's super flirty and I just had a feeling he was seeing other girls.
Oh.
I set up a fake profile on Tinder and lo and behold, there he was under a different name. I asked to meet for a coffee and he said yes. I drove there to see if he would show up and he actually did. Now I'm like, what do I do? Do I tell my pal? Will she think I'm psycho for doing this in the first place? Should I confront him? She deserves to know what he's really like. But if I tell her, I'm going to implicate myself. Anon in Westmeath. Damn, girl.
There's so many things in this. Like, okay, I suppose we don't have the answer to this. We don't know how long they were going out, do we?
No, but I would presume that it was long enough for her to be concerned. Like, I think you're a good friend. Interfering, perhaps, yes, definitely. But sometimes being nosy pays off. And sometimes it's good to investigate things. However, I'm not saying your friend is going to like it because there is the whole, like, you know, don't shoot the messenger thing. She will be, because it's going to hurt her. The news itself will hurt her. So I think there's a possibility she could lash out.
This could either strengthen or destroy the relationship, couldn't it?
Ooh! Yeah.
Okay, 087-1102-107. Should she tell her friend or should she just say...
Or should she confront the guy?
Or just do nothing whatsoever. Just be like, ugh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't get involved.
But she has. She's already. Hello. She's involved. She set up a fake profile on Tinder.
Yeah. She's very good at finding people out.
I suppose she doesn't want to see her friend hurt. Mm. Yeah, it's a difficult one. A lot to unpack there.
Okay. 087-1102-107. What advice can you help on this? Or have you ever been in a similar situation?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's looking to get something off their chest and they want to know, should they keep what they found out to themselves or tell their best bud about their boyfriend and his potentially cheating ways?
She set up a fake profile on Tinder because she didn't like her best friend's boyfriend. She thought he was sketchy and could quite possibly be doing the dirty on her. Mm. And anyway, she found out that they arranged to meet up. The boyfriend came, so obviously he was interested in meeting someone else. So now she's like, do I tell my friend? Do I confront him? Do I say shtum? What do I do?
So I take it she set up a fake profile. It's not like her own.
No. It's a fake profile. Aidan Elish says that girl should back off. It's none of her business. Her friend won't thank her for it. Trust me.
Don't be getting all up in her business.
Mm-hmm.
Is it her business? If it's her best friend, do you know?
Yeah, I suppose it is. Like I said, she's a good friend.
Yeah.
You know, a nosy, interfering one as well.
Very true. With an awful lot of time on her hands and a really good detective at the same time.
Yeah, us ladies are good detectives.
Oh, lordy, lordy. I thought all this catfishing stuff was over. Back in 2026 with a bang.
Boom. What are you saying?
Obviously, she has to be true to her friend. Maybe not up front through, maybe she can go some ways about it, like say that she's on a dating website and all of a sudden that his face pops up on the website.
Yeah, I suppose she could think, oh, look who's on it. You know, you're sitting beside him and she's swiping along and she, you know, finds it by accident sitting beside her friend. That could be a good way of ousting him, couldn't it?
That could be a good way of ousting him, yeah, for sure.
He could come up, oh, it's an old profile. He could say that, do you know?
Schlieveen.
Yeah.
Schlieveen.
Schlieveens.
In regards to the relationship thing, oh my God, she's a good friend. And I know she's probably going to get done for it, for telling her. But I know myself through experience, you're better off knowing. And if he's at that, I know what I'd be doing with him. Bye-bye.
So she's like, tell him.
Just tell her.
Yeah.
And tell her what you've done to find out.
I suppose put yourself in her shoes as well. It's like, would you like to know? Like, would you like to be told what he's been up to? I suppose you would do, wouldn't you?
You would, of course. Yeah, definitely. But I can understand why there might be a little bit of resentment towards the friend.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I suppose, she might be thinking ignorance is bliss. But at the end of the day, she deserves to know.
Yeah.
And she's a really good friend. It's still complicated, though.
Or do it anonymously.
Anonymously?
Yeah. Put pictures of their conversation up, like print them out and just stick them up all over the town.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's my sneaky ways. All right, what do you say? 087-1102-107.
Yeah, so she got bad vibes about her bestie's boyfriend and she thought he was sketchy. And she set up a fake profile on Tinder to catch him out. Lo and behold, she managed to catch him out. She asked him in for a coffee and he said yes. And she drove there to see if he would turn up and he did. So now she's like, should I tell my pal? Will she think that she's psycho? Should she confront him or what should she do? She's just in a state.
She's a proper Jenny Bond, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny Bond instead of James Bond.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. You look so confused about that. Like she's a good detective, good spy.
Hi, so here is a bit of advice about the girl who's messaging about her friend's boyfriend. Stay loyal, girl. Because what goes around comes back around.
Oh,
so true.
What goes around comes around.
Karma has a sting.
Okay, what are you saying? Keep the messages coming in. We'll come back to it in just a few. 087-1102-107. This is an interesting one that we got. This message in from somebody who's concerned that their best friend is being cheated on because she set up a fake profile, didn't she? What happened?
She didn't like her best friend's boyfriend, thought he was sketchy, didn't trust him. So she took it upon herself to set up a fake profile on Tinder and lo and behold, there he was under a different name. She asked him to meet for a coffee and he said yes. She drove there and she saw that he had actually turned up. So now she has all this information and she's like, should I tell my BFF? Should I confront him? Should I not say anything? And she's worried about her friend's reaction, I think, that she might think she had gone too far.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. What are you saying? 087-1102-107.
Morning, guys. No. First of all, question.
Yeah.
A,
why wouldn't she tell the friend straight away?
Just in case her friend takes it the wrong way and she finds out, or maybe.
You knew there was a bit of something not right.
Okay.
And of course the friend would listen. Love is blind and all that malarkey. That's why you have friends, to suss out that haziness. And as I've always said,
go on.
Negativity, be gone. Be gone.
Be gone, be gone, is what Finn is saying. Thank you for that.
I'd actually catfish him.
So this person asked for their voice to be disguised.
I'd actually set him up and do a cheater's thing to f*** an absolute a**hole if he's doing that, to be fair.
Word.
But yeah, I'd want to know. And I wouldn't be resentful towards my friend either. She'd probably actually do me a favour. But yeah, I'd actually set her up just to see if he is active on the dating site. And if he is, confront him and say goodbye.
Goodbye. That's a good one. Actually, a lot of people are saying to set him up again and confront him on the whole thing.
So she should maybe set up another profile.
Mm-hmm.
Arrange to meet him again, and then...
You ready for this?
Bring her friend along.
Oh, there's the cliffhanger.
And let her friend find out in person that this is what he's up to. Like, bring her friend along, and then just walk in and catch him there and say, like, what are you doing here? And then have the conversation.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
No, I couldn't do that because she would be so hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely not. Don't do that.
They did that in an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where they brought the other person to see that their best friend was sleeping with somebody in their life, and they did it to all of the different characters, and it just ended up in absolute chaos.
Yeah.
So maybe not a good idea, because it did it would create some sort of like wild conflict.
I think so.
So you don't want that in your lives. But we are still looking for your advice on this 087-1-102-107. Somebody is low-key panicking, ain't that right, isn't it?
They are. They've just found out that their best friend's boyfriend is cheating by setting up a fake Tinder account because they didn't trust him in the first place.
No cap on that.
Yeah, so now she's like, okay, should she tell her BFF? Should she confront him? Should she say nothing? What should she do?
It is a tough situation for her to be in, because she is frightened that she might lose her friend if she does. She might be seen as interfering.
Yeah, you know what exactly. I
mean? All right, what are you saying?
Paige is now called, Are We Dating the Same Guy? So if that was me, I would post him anonymously and just let on I found it and put up his picture and the chat and say, oh, look what I found.
What's this? Are we dating the same guy?
There's Facebook pages now.
What?
Yeah.
Go on, what happens?
So I don't know. I don't go on them, but I'm just meant that there is.
So people post up pictures of who they're dating and they want to find out if...
Are we dating the same guy? Yeah, because there's many serial daters out there.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. Don't be naive now, Cooper.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I think either her best bet is either to, I suppose, if she's making a fake Tinder account or whatever it was, she should just make a fake Instagram account under like the same name or something, and then just send it to the friend, and then they're both kind of in the clear, because I suppose this random person that they both don't know is sending her this, so then they're both kind of in the clear. She knows, she can, the best friend can go along with it then and be like, oh, that's whatever, like.
Okay, so he's saying that that the best friend, instead of telling her friend, should set up another fake Instagram account and then send the conversation from the Tinder screenshots to her, so it's like anonymously. It's,
okay, that seems like
I'd be just like, here, your fella's cheating on you.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier. I don't know. Man be cheating, lady be catching. Should she tell her best friend that the guy she's dating turned up to meet her catfish profile for a date, or should she just leave it be? Let us know what you think. 087-1-102-107.
Hi, guys. I think either her best bet is either to, I suppose, if she's making a fake Tinder account or whatever it was, she should just make a fake Instagram account.
Yeah, so that person said earlier on that they should make a fake Instagram account and send a message then to her best friend. That's just getting... It's too complicated.
Yeah.
It is.
Morning, Cooper and Una. Sandra here in County Leash on the way to work. Happy Monday.
Hey, how you doing, Sandy? Happy
Hello.
Monday.
If I was the friend, I would be telling her what she's found out. because I know she's afraid of losing her friend because of this, but she won't lose her. She'll be able to help her through it. If she doesn't tell her and her best friend finds out about him cheating and all that on her, and she finds out then that her friend knew, she'll definitely lose that friendship. So she'll be better off now to tell her straight away and get it over and done with. At least her friend can, you know, break up with him and slowly but surely get over him. But that's my thoughts on it. Have a great week.
I'm so easily distracted. Those beeps. I'm now thinking, what are those beeps that are called there?
I didn't even notice them.
You didn't notice
them?
No,
I was just listening to what she was saying, going, yeah. It's all really good advice.
Really good advice. Let's get another one here. Oh, by the way, we will pick somebody out for this as well by just sending in a message for this for tickets for Lewis Capaldi in Marley Park on June 24th.
Hi. Just on that topic of...
By the way, this person's voice has been asked to be disguised.
The cheating guy. I had a friend years ago. He was actually engaged to a girl.
Okay.
And the rumours were going around that she was seeing someone else. So I found out and got proof that she actually was seeing another guy. And then I was in that dilemma, do I tell him or not? And how do I tell him? But I had to just pick up the courage, told him. He wasn't overly happy, obviously. But I think that was just mixed emotions. And
what happened then?
I got to blame for a while, but when things settled down... And yeah, he was very thankful then and appreciative of what I'd done and understood the courage it took to tell him. He's obviously moved on now and is a happy man, but you have to tell her. You can't let her live a lie either. She will accept it eventually and, you know, life goes on.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Imagine finding out that about your best friend and his fiance was like cheating, and then you tell him, then the wedding's off. There would be that kind of. That's so bizarre.
You would wrestle with yourself, but I suppose at the end of the day, you know you'd have to tell them.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. Somebody wanted to get something off their chest this morning because they were suspicious about their friend's boyfriend cheating on them, so they set up a fake profile and met them on a dating app. Well, he went to turn up to meet them for coffee, and she didn't turn up. She's just like, I knew it. So should she tell her friend or not? What should she do about it? Loads of WhatsApps coming in this morning on this. 087-1102-107.
Morning, guys. I think she should confront her friend's boyfriend and tell him if he doesn't complain, she's going to land a minute and have her evidence ready for her friend.
That's really good, Angela.
Spicy meatballs. I like it.
Yeah, confront the boyfriend. Say, here, I know what you're up to. I've evidence that you're up to it. Tell her or I'll tell her.
Yeah, I still actually think that she should go and tell her herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, I think with the whole situation there now, keep texting them, throw them out, bring them for a date, and yourself, your best friend, and his girlfriend will be sitting there waiting for him when he walks in the door.
Oh, God.
That's what I think you should do, anyways. And video it.
So we can all see it unfold. Thanks so much for all your messages on this.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Hey, no cap. This is low-key lit. Our mystery guest today was absolutely amazing. What a pleasant surprise that was.
So much fun.
I think I had more fun listening to you ask just bizarre questions.
There's no such thing as a stupid question.
That's what, you know, we keep telling you that.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. And that's why you are who you are.
My thirst for knowledge is unquenchable. How about that?
Yeah, but your absorption for knowledge is questionable. Here's a mystery guest. I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it, Una? Who have we got?
This mystery guest is from Galway. She is the leader of an international team, and she's been all over the news recently for something absolutely amazing.
I'm thinking sports. What about the Irish women rugby team? Bevan Parsons? Is it Bevan Parsons?
Nope.
Oh, God, I'm out then. I
have
no idea.
Hold on a second. Hold on. So she's been all over the news recently.
You're a news person, you should know.
Amazing, right? I did see something in the news this week that was pretty, like, incredible. So, mystery guest, are you the lady that discovered a whole new planet?
I am indeed.
What?
Oh my God, Chloe Lawler?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Everyone has been talking about this in the office.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
This is fantastic. So, Chloe, first off, lovely to meet you and congratulations on discovering this new planet. What is the name of the planet?
The planet's name is Whispet 2C.
And why is it called Whispet? So it kind of sounds like a whisper. Whispet. Whispet 2C.
That's exactly what I keep saying. So it's actually an anagram for Wide Separation Planets in Time. So this is the name of the survey that originally detected the disk around the star. And the two comes from it being the second object of interest in this survey.
Okay.
And then, so the B and the C, so the B was the planet we discovered a couple of months ago, you might remember back in August, and then the new one is C.
Tell us about this planet. Like, is it a big one? Is it a kind of middling, you know?
It's pretty big. It's about 10 times as massive as Jupiter. So Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system.
Okay, so
quite big, yeah.
For those of us who don't know the size of Jupiter, what in comparison to Earth, the ball of Earth and water that we're spinning on here, in comparison to that, how is it bigger or smaller than Earth?
Oh, it's much, much bigger than Earth.
Right.
So is it in our solar system? So it's bigger than Jupiter. So is it one of our planets now?
No, it's outside of our solar system. So it's about 340 light years away, it seems very far, but comparatively, you know, with the whole size of space, it's actually quite nearby.
So, whose solar system is it in then?
We don't know if there's anyone there to claim that it's their solar system.
Oh, yes, you do. You do. You believe, Chloe. Oh, go on. Have you seen any of them? The aliens.
Yeah, they gave me a bit of a wave.
So, come here. Is the planet in any way habitable, or do we know what type of gases or anything is on the planet?
Likely wouldn't be habitable because it's a gas giant planet. Oh. So primarily made up of gas. But also it's 15 times as far away from its star as we are from ours. So it's probably a little bit too far that it would be like too cold.
Oh, okay.
Well, where is our star?
It's just over there. You know, the sun.
Oh, the sun. No, excuse me.
It's all right. It's cloudy today. No, you didn't see it.
But no question is a silly question. Chloe understands that. So, but the way you said our star, what is our star?
The sun.
The sun.
Yeah.
Our star is the sun, yeah.
You know, the sun is a star.
Okay, I didn't know the sun was a star.
What do you think it was?
I call my children the sun and the stars, so I don't say you're all stars.
You also call me a big gas planet.
Yeah. Full of gas, all right. Okay, so it's 15 times further away from their sun as we are from our sun.
Yeah.
Chloe, have you any aspirations to actually go to space yourself? Maybe do some research on the International Space Station or get on that rocket to Mars or anything?
I mean, it'd be pretty amazing to go to space and be one of the few people that could say they've done it. But I don't know if I could survive in such an enclosed space for so long.
Yeah.
I think I'd go crazy.
Yeah, I think we'd be very good at it because we're in enclosed space on a daily. Like we're in what is the size of the International Space Station, one of the capsules.
I know, but I have an escape plan every day. I would not have that.
Una has a go bag. The problem is just full of purple snacks. Yeah. She wouldn't last very long.
We spoke to an astronaut before, didn't we?
And
we did. He told us about the whole going to the toilet situation as well. Do you know the situation with how, obviously you do, Chloe, with the astronauts going to the bathroom?
Yeah, everything starts floating.
Everything starts floating. It ain't called a floater for nothing. Oh, so, Chloe, whereabouts were you in the world when you discovered this new planet?
In my office, the University of Galway. I had finished processing the data and I thought I was just looking at a bunch of squiggles. I wasn't really sure what it was. And I had sent it over to my supervisor, who has significantly more knowledge than I do. And then he came into my office a few minutes later shouting about how we'd found a planet.
That's incredible.
It's absolutely incredible. One question now. Cooper's going to kill me for this one, right?
Not at all. No such thing as a stupid question from you.
So, Chloe, astronomy and the planets and, you know, our star signs and everything.
That's astrology.
Oh, right.
You're so close, but so far.
So, but what star sign are you, Chloe?
God, no. She's wispy.
Aquarius.
You're Aquarius. Okay. So would you be like, would you believe in the astrology, being an astronomer?
I do not pay attention to those things at all.
Listen, it has been an absolute honour to talk to you, Chloe Lawler. You absolute legend. We wish you every success in finding more planets in our solar system and further and beyond. Thank you so much for being a mystery guest on iRadio.
Thank you for having me.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Mixing up astronomy and astrology. You're the gift that keeps on giving.
Astronomy is stars, astrology is stars. They should all really coexist together. Like, you know, science and spirituality, it all coexists together.
So you think that when they're saying that they discovered a planet, that they found it in the back end of Aquarius?
The age of Aquarius.
There we go. Once again, Una has found any reason to sing a song.
Listen, Mercury's in retrograde at the moment.
What does that mean?
Listen, you wouldn't understand.
No, explain it to me.
It means that things are kind of backward and things are going to be like we're moving through some changeable times, mercurial times. There might be some difficulty there. There might be some challenging times ahead.
I don't think you need to look at the stars to tell me that. Just look at the news.
Yeah, that's true. God, way to bring the tone down, Coop.
You said it. You said Mercury's back
in retrograde. Yeah, but I didn't. I'm not attributing that to all the horrible wars that are going on. I mean, just in general in your own life, like, you know, the small bits and bobs. You know.
Like losing your lunch and having to drive back
home
for it.
Exactly. Forgetting your lunch and having to drive back for
it. It's Mercury in retrograde.
Mercury is in retrograde. Yes.
All right. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio. Bye.
Bye.